I was glad to take advantage of Paul Laxalt's suggestion that I speak to those of you participating in this conference on minority business development. I also want to thank Bob Bailey of NETCO for the opportunity, and of course, we're all grateful to NETCO for putting on this conference. As all of you know, this administration has spent much of its time during the past 2.5 years dealing with our economic problems. Our strategy was a direct one: reduce government spending, taxes, and overregulation, and set loose again the spirit of enterprise and excellence in the American marketplace. Now, our growth strategy is paying off. Lower interest rates and taxes and a tiny inflation rate are bringing back consumer and investor confidence, not to mention what's been done for individual Americans who now have more spending power because of lower inflation and taxes. You can see our strategy has been different from the old tax and tax, spend and spend days, the days of getting government to redistribute an economic pie that was steadily shrinking. Now we're making that economic pie bigger so that everyone can have a larger share. During this time that we've been getting the economy back on the track, strengthening minority business has been one of our principal concerns. This area is not considered a big news item in Washington, but it's important to you, so I thought I'd mention some of the steps we've taken. First of all, we're aiming for a 10% increase in minority business procurement for 1983 over 1982. And over the next 3 fiscal years, our intent is to purchase some $15 billion in goods and services from minority businesses. We're also making another $1.5 billion in credit assistance and $300 million in management and technical assistance to promote minority business development during this same 3-year period. I've directed our federal agencies to develop incentive plans that will encourage greater minority business subcontracting. And we've also encouraged major agencies to make sure the recipients of federal grants maintain strong minority business participation in their contracts. Our Cabinet Council on Commerce and Trade is making minority business incentive an area of special interest, and so too is the Vice President's Task Force on Regulatory Reform. All of this means this administration will be assisting in the development of more than 120,000 minority businesses during the next 10 years. But you know, I have to tell you that I'm hoping that number is a little understated. The truth is that the spirit of entrepreneurship, as evidenced in small business development, has always been at the heart of America's economic progress. We've worked hard here in Washington to restore a climate in which the risk, the daring, and the hard work of people like yourselves who start and run small businesses can be justly rewarded. After all, your growth means America's growth. I think we're on our way toward that goal. I think it's a great time to be doing what you're doing, showing your faith in our economic system by launching or running a business. I wish all of you luck, and I hope we can continue to work together to make this country grow again and keep America the economic giant she always has been.